This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
So we are so excited today because we have Dr. Amy Horniman with us. And I have to say, Serene, I am a big nerdy fan of yours, Dr. Amy. So welcome to the show. I've been listening to your podcast for a while because you are known as the thyroid fixer. And I've actually been over to Serene's house and I've been like, you got to listen to this. This woman is doing amazing
things.
And so
now I'm an official binge listener. Yeah. Yes, I've been listening in the shower.
I get it.
While I'm making breakfast.
That's where I listen to you guys too. So if it's love right back, right?
Yeah, so big welcome. So as I said, I mean, you are the thyroid fixer. And I was just stumbling, you know, online one day and I saw the thyroid fixer and I thought, what on earth? Because, you know, we are hormone nerds and the importance of an optimized thyroid is just like perked me up. I'm like, what does this woman have to say? And what you are having to say is changing lives. You are having such an impact. I mean, I guess you don't know who's listening, right? But I have been listening and I hear the testimonies that you bring on your podcast and just the woman who were told that they were normal or fine are finally having someone to hear them that they weren't and that there's something to do. So welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you, lady. And that's part of our job, right? Is to get the message out to women everywhere that they don't have to accept the normal diagnosis. So I kind of have a battle cry that I'm putting out to the world for all women. And it's no more of the same, like no more of the same treatment, no more of the same answers, no more of the same dismissal from conventional medicine. And of course we'll get more into that, but I feel very strongly that we all are empowering women to be more knowledgeable. Just like you said, I mean, you never know who's listening. I had a woman at the bank say, oh my God, you're Dr. Amy, I listen to your podcast. And so you never know who's listening and who you're touching.
No, it's so true. And I would love to know, I've heard a little bit of your story and bits and pieces on your podcast. And you are doing this because you went through this very thing, right? Can you tell us a bit about your own thyroid story?
My story started, and many of you might even resonate with this. I was putting on weight rapidly. The kicker is that I was getting ready for a bodybuilding show, a fitness show figure. And this is where, for anyone who doesn't know, you're eating chicken, broccoli, asparagus. You're going to the gym once, sometimes twice a day. You're on a very, very strict regimen. And of course, you have a coach that you have to check in with. And I had done plenty of these. I had done multiple shows. I had gotten ready for photo shoots. I mean, you know, you diet down, you get nice and lean, you step on.
How many years ago was this? Like how many years?
I would date myself if I said, but about 25 to 30 years ago, really. I was in my 20s at the time. And was always really big into fitness, but I wanted that challenge. I loved the challenge of getting my body into the best shape possible until it basically rebelled against me. And the scale kept going up. And every time I had to do a check-in with my coach, I'd step on the scale and the scale went up. And, you know, that really messes with your mind. I became depressed. I started to question myself. I got more into the deprivation mode of maybe if I eat even less and exercise even more, that will help, which we all know that just pushes you further down the hole and destroys your metabolism. So it was a really dark time because I felt,
because you were doing everything.
You're doing everything. And of course I had to quit. I had to quit the show, quit the prep, you know, tell my coach, I'm sorry, I can't do this one. And I felt like a failure. I felt judged. You know, I felt like everyone that knew me as that competitor fitness model was now talking behind my back, like, oh, she's eating too many donuts. You know, she must be going off her diet. And I just felt basically like a failure. And I went to different doctors because that's what we do. When something is wrong with us, we first, you know, you go to your PCP, you go to your family doctor. And you say, hey, you know, this crazy thing's happening in my body. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Can we figure it out? And that doctor, number one, told me that I was normal and everything was fine.
The old normal.
Normal. Air quotes for everyone.
Air quotes. Yes.
And then I kept going, though. I didn't stop, thankfully. And the crazy thing is I went to 6 different doctors who all told me I was normal. Everything's fine. Eat less, exercise more. It's all in your head, which just perpetuates the medical gaslighting and makes you think that you're even more crazy than you already believe that you are.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When you went to those 6 doctors, were they just testing like basic TSH, T4? Were they just doing the basic thyroid tests?
I would love to know, but that would be my guess. You know, that would be my, if I had to bet.
Oh, they just told you you're normal, right? Yeah.
I would plop down $1 million on that bet all day long. That's all day. If I could go back and see the test that they did, oh, I would love it. But I'm sure I just received TSH, maybe free T4, and they called it a day. And that was it. The 7th doctor is the one who touched my throat and said, swallow. So she did something that no other doctor had done. Yeah. And she said, you have hypothyroidism, you have Hashimoto's, you have a nodule. We're going to biopsy it. We're going to ultrasound it, but here's a pill. So I left. I mean, I was happy. I was pumped. I had a name for what was going on with me and I had a pill.
A T4 synthroid.
You got it. Exactly. So I gave it 5 months. And as I say all the time, T4 only doesn't work. T4, only 2% of the population with hypothyroidism do well on T4 only. I was not one of that 2%. So I was part of the 98% that need T4 and T3 together or T3 by itself.
In my binge listening of your podcast, I heard you say, and out of those 2%, I'd like to see those people and see if they really are doing well.
It's true. It's true because I've had conversations with women, you know, on planes or whatever. You start talking to women coming up to you and they say, well, you know what? I want T4 only and I'm fine. And I'm looking at them and they're, you know, a little bit overweight. Their hair is really super thin. They have dry skin. They look older than they are. And I'm like, is it just that that's your new norm and you're used to it and you don't even know what optimized feels like or what could be? So I would argue that as well, 100%.
For sure. Now, in those 5 months, you were taking your T4 pill, your whatever synthroid. Mm-hmm. Did you feel any better, the same or worse?
I didn't feel worse, but no change. Same. I mean, zero. Like I would have been pumped for, you know, 2 pounds maybe, right? Just you know, let me see a little bit of a movement downward on the scale. That would have kept me going, but nothing. Nothing.
Were you fatigued? Were you feeling like the signs of hypothyroidism or just suboptimal?
Do you think, and I'm kind of rushing forward in this, do you feel like the thyroid crashing, not necessarily crashing, but getting hypothyroid and Hashimoto's in the 20s, do you think that was from excessive dieting and just the cortisol rush that was going through your body with that lifestyle?
Or was it just something else, genetic? What do you think?
I do. Well, no, I think the first thing that I crashed myself. But here's the thing with Hashimoto's, it's any stressor. So when that switch turns to the on position with Hashimoto's or any autoimmune condition, it's usually a hormonal shift or a stressor. That's why we see so often women who get pregnant, which, okay, pregnancy is a normal built-in mechanism that us women have, but it's a stressor on the body. We don't think about it because it's like, oh, well, you know, you just have a baby. It's a huge stressor. I mean, you're putting on rapid extra weight. Your hormones are shifting like they never have in your life. And so that's just enough to turn that switch on. So yes, the stress of excessive dieting, excessive exercise, nutrient depletion, 100% flip that switch to the on position.
So you're there 5 months. I mean, you think you've been treated. What do you do? You're the same.
So I start looking on the internet, which I always joke. It was like one of those big gateway computers. Like the big one. The old school days.
With the big like back.
Dial up internet where you had to turn it on.
We just changed from that, like 10 years ago at my house.
But, you know, I mean, there was information out there even back then. And I kept reading like this whole T3 thing. What's this T3 hormone? And T3 and T4 do so well together. And it's amazing that I even found that information all the way back then. But I took that to my doctor and I said, hey, there's this active thyroid hormone T3. You're giving me the inactive thyroid hormone T4. Could we add like some T3 in, you know, kind of skip that middleman and give the cells what they want? She goes, no, I don't do that. I said, well, I'm going to find somebody who does because this ain't working.
Right. Yeah.
So that led me to functional medicine. I mean, that's it. You know, you kept hearing, you know, when the universe gives you, you know, God, the universe, whatever you believe in, gives you signs and signals multiple times. And you kind of have to, you know, your ears perk up after the third time. You go, okay, I get it. I need to go see this person. So that's what I did. I kept hearing the name of the same functional. I mean, back then it wasn't even, we didn't even use the term functional. I think we used integrative, alternative, whatever that was, that you know, this person was great. And
you were meant to hear that information.
I was 100%.
I mean, so many people, they hear information and they use it for themselves, and that's fantastic. But you've taken that information, you've been leading this course for proper thyroid fixing.
Yeah. Well, but what happened when you saw this doctor? They gave you T3. What changed inside you?
Everything. Well, first of all, he sat there with me for an hour and a half. And that was an experience in and of itself because most doctor visits are 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. So for this man to take time with me and sit there and look at my labs and first of all, test everything. So he sent me off for this boatload of lab work. You know, the phlebotomist is like, oh my God, we're on like 8 vials. But it was everything that we needed to get the full picture of my health, which is why now I say, if your doctor says no to labs, it's time to get a new doctor. Because if they don't want to sit there and look at everything that's going on inside of you, how are they going to help you? They can't. You have to test and not just guess. So he did all the testing, looked at my supplements, looked at my lifestyle, looked at my eating. I mean, the whole thing. And yes, I started on T4 and T3. So he actually changed me over to Armour Thyroid, which is natural desiccated thyroid. And that contains T4 and T3. That was enough at that time to shift my body. Totally shifted. The weight started coming off. I felt better. I mean, it was a short amount of time, really, like 6 months to a year for everything to get optimized and to get me into that much better place in life.
Did you start on about 30 micrograms of the Armour? What was that for starting?
I recall, I mean, gosh, it's so long ago because things have changed since then, but I recall 90 to 120.
Yeah. So he realized you had a big need even then. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. You know, split dosing, which we all know now, T3 is very fast acting. It's in and out of your system. So when you're taking something with T3 in it, or you're taking T3 alone by itself with T4, you want to split dose it twice a day. That keeps it in your system longer. So he even told me back then, you know, here, you want to take 45 in the morning or 60 in the morning, 60 in the afternoon, whatever my dose was. And that was working. And that was, that experience is what shifted my career path. And it was at that point, and I was in a major city with a major medical system, we'll say, you know, like one of those medical systems that basically run the entire state and multiple states. So, you know, you naturally think to yourself, there's got to be a good doctor in this system. And I realized after my experience of 6 misdiagnoses and then the 7th mistreatment, I needed to do something for women. Because you're getting misinformation no matter where you are, whether you're in a small town with a local doc or whether you are in a big city with a major medical system, they don't know the thyroid.
No, and they don't. And
they don't.
It's a travesty. I mean, we talk to women all the time and they send us their labs. They're like, you know, we're not doctors, but they're like, what do you think? And I think to myself, why aren't you being treated? I mean, how many people in your practice, what's the average percentage that come to you that have been told, that are coming from somewhere else that are already treated and told they're fine, but they're not?
99%. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost want to go 100. I don't know about you, but you know, you always have that 1% that they they come in where their doctor has tried, like they're on T4 and T3 and their practitioner is just like, oh, I don't know what to do anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where to take you. So they've tried, like the attempt, the effort's there, but they just need taken to that next level. The 99% are the typical misdiagnosed, you're normal, everything's fine, it's all in your head, eat less, exercise more.
Yeah. So I would love, because I love the way you describe what hormones do for us and why our bodies need them. And so let's talk about T3, because most people, when they're treated for thyroid, are, like you said, just given T4. Most people are. There are some that are given natural desiccated thyroid these days, more if you see a functional practitioner. But if you go to a regular doctor, usually it'd be T4.
Right.
Why do we need T3? And then why do they give T4 if we need T3?
So T4, let's start with T4 is inactive. T3 is active. So we have to start with that knowledge base and know that every cell in your body has a receptor site on it for T3. So to your question, why even give T4? It's like a savings account. You know, you ultimately want some in your savings if you can. And then the T3 is in the checking. I mean, they're ready to be used at a moment's notice. Some people don't do well with a savings account. I'm one of them. So if you give me T4, I will automatically convert it to reverse T3. I will go hypo. I'll gain weight. I'll become depressed. I am one of those non-converters.
Do you feel like that's because your thyroid was almost very harmed through your Hashimoto's? Do you think that's why? Or you're just genetically like that?
Genetics. It really has. I mean, I've seen patients that they're so far along in their Hashimoto's state, their thyroid's itty bitty. They have antibodies in the thousands, but they can still tolerate. They're still converting because the conversion takes place, yes, in the thyroid gland itself, but also in the gut, the liver, the peripheral tissue. So you still have a chance of conversion elsewhere. I've never been tested. Actually, I just did a new genetic test that I believe has the D101 SNP in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the results yet, so I'll let you know. Okay. But prior to that, I've never been tested for that D101 or D102 genetic SNP, which makes you, and again, with all genes, we have to say you are susceptible to this. It's not like a fate or a guarantee, but I have the potential to not convert because I have that D101, D102 SNP. So we'll see. But that's my gut feeling as to what it is. Because I've experimented on myself. I've tried adding in the T4, just thinking like, wait, am I crazy? Am I really a T3 only? Or can I tolerate a little bit of T4 and put it in my savings account? No, it doesn't work.
Right. But do you find that most people then can have some T4?
Yes.
They can have a little bit and then you optimize them with T3 as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, T3 again, T3, mm-hmm. I mean, you said every cell in our body is a receptor for it. I mean, what does it do for us?
That's what, it's like a lock and key. So T3 comes in, connects to that cell, and then turns on that cell. So whether it's your metabolism, your ability to burn fat, the ability to go to the bathroom every day, your brain, so focus, mental clarity, motivation, memory, cool. cognition, hair growth, nail growth, everything, every cell, every single cell, your heartbeat, your temperature regulation. I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. The entire body is reliant upon the thyroid gland being the master gland. Why wouldn't we spend more time on that gland in medical school? Why wouldn't we drill it home and go over every treatment possible and every test you should be doing on people when it literally runs the entire body? Insulin regulation, glucose regulation, cholesterol regulation, heart rate. I mean, people are diagnosed with AFib and tachycardia and it's thyroid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Struggling and they're desperate for help. But the doctors say, no, everything looks normal because they're going on outdated information.
But do you see that as we as women age and our hormones start to decline and get wacky, Is that when the thyroid starts to manifest as well? Because in my situation, you know, I mean, I think I had a good metabolism really my whole life. I was pretty great. And then in my late 40s, it slowed down some. And then I started to experience just cold, you know, and I always check my thyroid and it was kind of normal. But I would react to the weather all the time and I would just sit there shivering and everyone else was fine. And then finally, when I optimized my thyroid, and I don't have hypothyroidism, I just had an unoptimized thyroid, which I think was because of my other hormones declining. I can sit in a room and not freeze. It is, oh my goodness, it's empowering.
I can walk now into those frozen sections of Costco. Yeah. You know, before it would be like, okay, take a deep breath. 1, 2, 3, run in and get the milk and come out.
But both of us, kind of our thyroids kind of declined at the same time as our sex hormones. Do you see that?
Yes. So it can be really at any point of time. Yeah. I mean, you could, if it's Hashimoto's, it can be turned on from a viral infection in your 20s or 30s, from over-exercising, under-eating, like in my case, from pregnancy and those hormone shifts. But yes, perimenopause and menopause hormones are shifting. And what do we know about autoimmune? We know that testosterone is very protective against autoimmune, which is why women get hit with Hashimoto's more than men, because men have more testosterone than we do. They just do.
It's so true. So many women have thyroid issues and men maybe do, but not as much. But my testosterone, when I tested it, do you want to hear what it was?
Yes. You get one of her, she gives out medals to those who have really tanked.
Okay. Right. Mine was, could not be detected, less than zero.
Oh, yes. Okay. So you're in, you get like the first place medal.
Yeah, but I'm very optimized now. I'm good.
Good.
But yeah, no. And
I've heard different percentages though of women going back to the thyroid hormone and menopause. Is it 75% of thyroid function declines after 50 or is it 40%? I've heard the two numbers and I'm trying to work out, what do you say? Like, apparently the thyroid percentage of the hormone working.
I thought it was it's kind of like in the bottom 25% of like once a woman reaches 50. But you'd know, you see labs of people that have problems.
Right. I mean, honestly, I don't even know if we can say that after 50, because the average age of my patient is 45, 47.
Right.
So yeah. I'm even seeing, you know, early on in 30s, early 40s, mid 40s. Mm. I mean, really hitting women hard. I would say if anything, so there is a term called thyroid pause. So it's—
Oh my goodness, the first time real. I've ever heard that.
Yeah, it's really like, and I forget who coined it, so I can't even give proper credit, but it's the time in a woman's life where hormones shift and just like you're saying, thyroid conditions appear. But I also wonder, going back to the previous discussion of misdiagnoses, how many women just accepted the you're normal. They've been asking since their 40s, but nobody's been listening to them. So how many women just have dealt with it until they hit the age of 50 and then finally put their foot down? I was like, all right, enough. Yeah. And then they seek out hormone treatment, and then that hormone practitioner goes, you know what? You got a thyroid problem. It's probably been going on for like 10 years.
I think that's so true. Can we talk the reverse T3? Because when I was trying to optimize my thyroid and I didn't have you, but I would take things to doctors too. And I was like, but this says that, you know,
right?
And even hormone specialist doctors, some would look at my, I was... The first time I went for blood work after I was menopausal, you know, my hormones were tanked, as I said. And my thyroid, I'd always kept a track on it. My TSH was always like in the ones and it jumped up to over 3. And I said, I don't think that's great, right? And he said, no, I think you're okay. You're below 4.
Starting to yell.
Yeah. So, you know, with all that, it's just like I started to learn about reverse T3. And I when I heard your podcast, the first time I heard your podcast, you were talking about reverse T3, and I'll never forget it. You said it's like a bouncer
of a nightclub. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Can you describe that for people? Because it just opened my eyes to what reverse T3 is.
Absolutely. So every cell in your body has that little receptor site on it for T3. Reverse T3 is the bouncer outside that cell door telling T3 that's in the bloodstream, looking for the connection that it can't come in, it can't connect. Reverse T3 is a built-in survival mechanism. We actually need that built into our bodies because if we are in a car crash, we're injured, we're fighting for our life, we want that reverse T3 to increase, which it will, because our body knows that when you need to survive and you need to heal from a trauma, you don't need to be losing weight, burning fat, feeling energized, growing your hair, you know.
Yeah.
All of those metabolic processes shut down so that all the energy and focus can go to keeping you alive and healing. It's a great mechanism. The problem is that we don't want it elevated when we're not lying in a hospital bed fighting for our life. Right. When we're walking around trying to live life and get stuff done, like that's not when we want to be in survival mode. And that's literally how people feel when their reverse T3 is elevated. And it's because that active thyroid hormone can't get to the cell to do its job. Reverse T3 is just blocking it.
So many doctors, practitioners, do not test reverse T3. This is what we've come up with. I mean, right. When we talk to our woman, we're like, oh, can you ask them to test your reverse T3? And they're like, my doctor won't do it. Mm-hmm. Why? Why won't they?
Well, they say that it's only valid in a clinical setting, meaning when you're in the ICU, the ER, fighting for your life. To which I say, well, no, that would be the no duh time to test it. Like when we test it and you're in the ICU in the ER, we expect it to be up. We want it to be up.
Mm.
So with that whole theory of what reverse T3 does, why wouldn't we test it when someone isn't injured like that? It doesn't even make sense, but that's the excuse that they give. Oh. And honestly, you know, most conventional docs have been told as well that if there's not a pill or a protocol to follow with a test, then you don't test it. Now, on my end, I go, there is a pill and a protocol to follow. It's called reverse T3 high, means you have to lower that person's T4 medication. You got to add in T3 and you have to look for what's driving up that reverse T3. Is it insulin resistance, stress, estrogen dominance, low vitamin D, low magnesium, low iodine? What is it that's driving that up?
I just want to do a standing ovation right now because you are a doctor saying this, and there's not many of you. I mean, we work with a doctor, Dr. K. Chandler, who understands reverse T3, but why are you guys so rare?
I know. I don't know. It's just a matter of breaking outside of that box that you're in. You know, it's, I even gave a talk to a group of integrative wellness physicians, and I said, you know, with treatments, okay, why are we not testing reverse T3? Because it does, you know, it gives us so much information. And then why are we in the Synthroid box, the T4 only box, where that literally is the only treatment prescribed? Because if you had somebody come into your office depressed and you gave them an antidepressant that didn't work, you would give them another one, and you'd stack on a third and you combine it with an antipsychotic and a sleeping pill. But you won't give more than T4 for thyroid when there's all these other treatments out there.
Yeah.
And then one doc raises his hand, goes, that's all we've learned. So
I'm so glad you're asking the question, though. Would you know if someone came to you with labs and you were not able to look at their reverse T3, would you be able to optimize them fully? I mean, probably you could, but wouldn't it be so hard?
It's hard. I've had some patients that they'll come in, they'll say, I have all my labs. I go, okay, well, let's start with your labs then. We won't order any. We'll just look at what you have. And then we get them and I go, all right, well, let's reschedule because you don't have all the labs. You mm-hmm. don't have reverse T3. We need mm-hmm. to get that done. There's nothing I can, you know, you're coming in on, let's say 120 milligrams of armor, or you're coming in on T4 only. If we don't know how you convert,
yes,
then it doesn't matter how much T3 we add in what dose and what amount. That if you have too much T4 on board, your reverse is going to stay high. We need that number. Yeah.
Yes, and
it.
You don't know how well their savings bank can, how much they can fill in there, right? You need to know that.
We need to know it. It's vital.
It's vital. So, I mean, what, this is a question I've been wanting to ask you. What is the difference, do you think, between, you know, optimized levels where you see them optimum? As a physician, that might be a TSH that's quite suppressed. You know, for people listening, TSH is actually not a thyroid hormone, right? It's a pituitary hormone, but it's the one that's either whispering, yelling, or megaphone, like, you need more thyroid.
Yep.
But sometimes when we're optimized, that can be very low. And then some doctors think, oh, you're hyperthyroid, let's not do that to you anymore. I'm terrified. Or the free T3 goes up to beautiful numbers. Sometimes they're even elevated and suddenly the doctor will freak out. What is this difference between optimized and maybe Graves' disease when it actually is a problem?
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
You know, we have been talking about lifting heavy and working out a lot this last year. We've been on about it. Well, in January, we are starting a new YouTube membership option. And one of the features of the YouTube membership that we are really excited, drum roll please, Pearl and I are going to be doing new workout videos. I know you've been asking for it. We are ready to bring it.
Yeah, so no matter what stage you're in and how much time you have in your schedule, we are going to make these workouts right for you. I have some workouts that they're pretty quick. They are lifting heavy and absolutely regaining your lean body mass within 25 minutes. And Serene here, well, she does everything a bit longer, so hers are 45 minutes, but we also have a 10-minute version for when your life is crazy. There is no excuse. They're fun. They're challenging. They make impact. They turn your life around.
And to access this, once you get your YouTube membership, you'll have unlimited access, and then you can work out with us.
And we'll be bringing you workouts frequently.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Right. So we have to look at basic thyroid physiology and that feedback system that all hormones have. When we give you, sometimes even, I've even seen this with women on large amounts of T4, not that that's the proper treatment, but even on high amounts of T4, definitely with treatments that involve T3, we will see that TSH go down, and it normally goes below a 1. Which that's where a lot of people feel their best, by the way.
For sure.
But it will appear suppressed. Now, since doctors have been told and taught in med school, if this, then this. So, yes, if TSH is greater than a 4.5, you give Synthroid. If TSH is less than whatever their cutoff is, they're hyper and you pull their medication or drop it. And that's so archaic. Yeah. I mean, it's almost borderline malpractice to go by that standard, that thought process. Yeah. Because when you step back, you break out your medical textbooks and you look at thyroid physiology, there's a negative feedback loop. So when we give you a boatload of hormone, or when we give you the active thyroid hormone T3, that pituitary is going to quiet down.
Be satisfied.
Because it doesn't have to yell at the thyroid anymore. Yes. Like, hey, produce more hormone, please. There's enough hormone going around in the system. And there's enough of the active thyroid hormone going around. So when we're looking at, and this is where that personalized medicine comes in. This is where those four most important words that you can ask a patient, how do you feel?
Yes.
Comes in. How do you feel? If we see a low TSH and we see an elevated free T4, an elevated free T3. And that person says, I feel like I'm crawling out of my skin. Yeah. I'm anxious. I'm hyper. Mm-hmm. I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Then we say, you're probably hyper. And we do a test called TSI. That is the antibody test for Graves' disease, just to confirm that. But yeah, we'll probably do some changeup of the medication or the treatment there. But if you have a suppressed TSH, an optimal free T3, a low or optimal free T4. Mm. And that person says, yeah, no, I'm good. I feel like a great, nice, steady energy. I'm fine. I'm actually sleeping better. Why would you call them hyper? They're not hyper. They're optimal. You have to ask the person how they feel. Right.
I think some woman listening to you right now, this is probably the first they've heard of, you know, their thyroid's been spoken about like this, but like to me, it's just like a balm. It's logic balm. And I feel like it needs, the word needs to get out. Mm-hmm. I feel like, as you say, archaic, things are changing, but they're still mostly the same. And this needs to sweep.
Right. And after enough woman here,
yeah,
then that impact can be on the doctors. And maybe it comes from, you know, the pressure, yes, that woman can put on the physicians. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, and then sometimes they just get the door slammed in their face, and that's when you have to keep going. You know, I often think back to my story and I go, what if I would have stopped at number 4 or 5? You know, after that many doctors, right, because we elevate them, put them on a pedestal, right, they're human too. After that many doctors tell you that you're normal, I mean, I can see where someone would just start to go, well, you know what? It's got to be me then. It's my fault. Mm-hmm. It's something that I'm doing. And that's where we see these women diet too much, exercise too, yeah, much, crash their adrenals, spend, yeah, tens of thousands of dollars on gut healing and, yeah, adrenal protocols and this diet plan, yeah, and this exercise plan and this personal trainer and this nutritionist. And then they're like, nothing's working. Yeah. I still don't feel any better. I'm, yeah, just more broke than I was before. You know, it's a shame. It's just a shame. You can't stop.
You know,
you can never lose hope, yeah, and you can't stop.
Right. That's so good. But speaking of that, I mean, I know that you actually have some fantastic supplements that you've come up with, but we have a super, I would say, crunchy natural audience. You know, Serene's the crunchiest of them all, very natural minded. And some of us, and we've even come out of this, just the idea of a medication that is prescribed and it comes from a pharmacy. Mm. You know, sometimes, mm-hmm, and we've been there, we're not there anymore, but I know that some women listening might still be struggling with this. You know, it is considered not natural because it is a prescription. But I would love to hear your take on this for the crunchies who maybe their whole goal is to get off a medication rather than on and think, well, if I only could eat right or take this or that supplement, as you said, I'll be more natural.
I love that you ask this question because it's one that I get all the time as well. Here's the thing. When we are replacing thyroid hormone, we're replacing hormones that your body is no longer making. So we really have to categorize the whole broad topic of medication, prescription, something that's written on a pad that you have to go to the pharmacy and get, or go to a compounding pharmacy to get. Your Band-Aid medications are the ones that the conventional medicine is throwing at you instead of actually getting to the root cause and looking at your thyroid and your hormones. So that's the antidepressants, the statins, the blood pressure medications, the sleeping pills. Those are the meds that we might want to step back and go, do I really need this? Mm-hmm. Or is this just a Band-Aid? But then over in this category, we have hormone replacement. We're putting back into your body those hormones that give you life and give you quality of life, longevity, protection against diseases, diseases of aging specifically. So that's hormone replacement. So thyroid hormone goes in there. And the analogy I always give to women coming up to me, and they'll say, like, can I get off my thyroid medication? Right. Can I just do this naturally? I said, okay, if you have a child that was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and the doctor said, you know what, you need to put an insulin pump on your child or give them insulin shots because their pancreas is no longer producing insulin. Would you go, yeah, but I don't want to do a medication. I'd like to do this naturally. The doctor would go, well, then your child's going to die eventually, yeah, because without insulin, you can't live. Mm-hmm. So that's all that is replacing the hormone insulin, yeah, that your body's no longer being making. So why not do that with thyroid hormone? Why not do that with the sex hormones? Those, yes, are great too.
So I know.
Like, let's replace the hormones.
Oh, exactly. And I think so many women, they don't want to be on these, you know, medications, even though they're natural hormones, but they end up medicating with the sleeping pills, mm-hmm, with the antidepressants, with these certain things, then they actually become more medically, you know, messed with than if they just took the natural hormone.
Yeah, so true.
Or they'll do 5,000 supplements.
Yes, 5,000.
That that's better. Uh-huh. Because it's a, you know.
And it'll be and it will be far more expensive, but we don't even really know what those supplements are doing. We know right. what hormones do, and they can be tracked.
And even though I believe in the yeah. power of herbs and herbs, yeah, I believe we love supplements. For our human body, but more natural to our human body are the hormones it's used to dealing with, right? Yeah. Than some herb or fungi. I mean, that's so wonderful. We can use them, but our body's actually more like, oh, I know this. This is bioidentical to me. This is a hormone I've been using a lot of my life. So I think that's more of a natural thing than supplements even.
100%. I mean, I'm the founder of a supplement line, and I still don't want people on a boatload of supplements. I want you to take what you need, but not more than. I mean, what's the point of throwing... because you heard it on a podcast or saw it on Instagram. You don't want to just throw things onto your body that you don't know whether your body needs or not. So yes, well said, I'm with you.
So true. But you know, one thing, and I hadn't heard it on any of your podcasts, one thing I learned today was thyroid pause. You know, when we go through menopause, our ovaries never ever start making those hormones again. It's funny that it's called a pause because it's not a pause. It's a really stop. It's a full stop, nothing more.
It's a full stop. Yeah. It is. You're right. Yeah.
But, you know, with the thyroid, we can optimize our whole bodies and get sleep and all of that. But now that I'm thinking about thyroid poison, we get to this certain age, our thyroids are never on their own necessarily going to go back to what they were doing at 18, 20, you know, right. If we didn't have major thyroid issues at those times. We need that help. Well, I know that I do. And every day, and I'm not as crunchy as Serene, but I'm pretty crunchy. And every day I wake up and I take my thyroid, I'm like, thank you, God.
Oh,
because I'm going to be warm today. I'm going to be energetic today. I'm just going to feel on top of the world.
I'm super crunchy, but when I open my little orange from the Walgreens pharmacy prescription armor, I'm like, I am so allo natural. I'm like, I'm convinced of it. It's a hormone.
Yeah.
It's natural to my body.
You need it. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for your time. I feel like we've learned so much. Everybody, I would love everybody to listen to your podcast, check out your website. You are a wealth of information. I love your podcast on sex hormone replacement therapy too. We could talk a lot about that, but we're kind of keeping it to thyroid so you are at dramyhorneman.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where
yes,
people
absolutely.
Find you. And I so hope we can have you back.
I love
it. Oh, I would love it. I would love it. I love this conversation. It's been fantastic. And, you know, I mean, our mission is just to educate and empower women. I mean, they have to learn all of this in order to be their own patient advocate and demand no more of the same. That battle cry that I want to spread is you don't have to accept the answers that you're normal when you feel and know that your body isn't right, that there's something going on. And I always say that those symptoms that you have are gifts.
Yeah.
And they are signals to you to pay attention to your body. And it's your body nudging you, saying, you know, hey, something's going on. Something's going on. You might want to dig deeper into this because your body wasn't meant to be overweight and tired and dragging through life and you're going bald and you can't poop every day and all the things. Like that's not how we're created. Mm-mm. So when your body gives you that little signal, mm-hmm. listen to it. Because if you don't, then, I mean, Pearl, kind of like what you said, or maybe Serena, you said this, who said this, that you're going to end up on the medications anyways, because mm-hmm. then here comes the type 2 diabetes. Right. Here comes, unfortunately, the Parkinson's, the dementia,
right.
the Alzheimer's, the cancer, the cardiovascular yes. disease, all because you didn't listen to your body early on mm-hmm. and your body's going, hey, please help me.
Yeah.
So we have to listen.
We so do. And I love that you are a fierce voice, a fierce advocate for women. It's about time. I love that you are unafraid. I mean, you're going up a lot against a lot of conventional people. Yeah. They feel differently to you. But I want to thank you for mm-hmm. being a voice for all of us. I've learned so much from you. And we'll continue. I love the guests on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I've promoted some of the books there. To our own audience, and it just feels so great to have this conversation.
Yeah. We need to further it too, on the sex hormones, on the estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, and on heavy lifting. I know.
Oh, yeah, we could
that.
Do lots of podcasts. We could have you on again and again. Yeah,
we'll do it again. Yeah. We'll totally do it again, and we'll do sex hormones.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr.
Thanks, ladies.